Today we're visiting with Brittany Rice. Brittany is with Community and Family Resources. Good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
How's the summer treating it? Well, it's not even actually summer yet, but hey, we got out of school and things like that and pretty well wrapped up. But that doesn't mean that activity has stopped for you guys. You're still pretty busy.
Yep, we are still pretty busy. And actually, with school ending, we actually have a few adolescents in programming right now, which we don't always have. So
okay.
I don't know if that has anything to do with school. But
I don't know if that's good or bad, but it is a service that is there.
It is.
My guess is maybe some older.
Yep, some older. I mean, the youngest we have is about 14 or 15. Okay. Otherwise, they're up to 17.
Well, we've had a lot of things. One thing we always keep track, because you guys do more of the gambling addiction mm-hmm. and work a lot with that. Numbers, what are we looking at here? Because I know you do, we saw this increase, the number of people that were actually filling out a survey or being assessed.
Yep. So every new client that comes in our door does a gambling screening for us. Mm-hmm. And from November until April, we actually saw significant increases every month. April, we had 29 positive screenings. Actually, in May, we saw a significant decrease with 13 positives. So I'm not sure if that's just because we're a couple months away from problem gambling month, so it's not quite on people's minds as much anymore, or what?
But they still, you had the same number, because they have to do a screening before.
Yes, then, the clients have to do, everyone that walks through the door does a screening.
And that's basically, it's then they decide.
Yes.
You come back and say, we see these issues.
Yes.
How do you explain that to them if someone does a screening and say, are you having trouble doing what?
I usually just say, hey, I was looking at the screenings you completed before I grabbed you from the lobby, and I see that you scored this on the gambling screening. Okay. Let's have a conversation. And then from there, if they seem like they might be interested, we usually ask, are you interested in doing an evaluation or meeting with our gambling counselor?
Okay.
A lot of them are at least willing to hear them out.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
At least hear them out. And then the bottom line is they need to decide if they want to continue.
Absolutely.
So you did have a number of them earlier in the year that are they continuing to meet with your counselor?
Yeah.
Because I know you had a new one. So.
Yeah, we still are sitting at about 8 or 9 gambling mm-hmm. clients currently in services, which is fairly large for our area compared to what I've seen in the past. So yeah, we are still continuing to see that ongoing.
In all ages?
All ages. I'm not sure what our youngest is right now. I know we don't have any adolescents in gambling treatment, but.
Okay. So, well, that's one I know that just keeps going on.
Yeah.
You did also, CFR does our, if you get charged with OWI mm-hmm. in court, you have to take classes, and you guys handle the classes. And I'm guessing you had a little bit of a rush here towards end of May or beginning of June.
So I want to say at our last class, we had 5 or 6 people signed up, which isn't a full class, but it's enough to actually hold the class. So there's that. I'm anticipating those numbers to go up in the fall. Mm-hmm. as people are coming down with their charges from the summer.
Coming back from summer. I always get that. Kind of runs in a cycle. You know?
It does. Yeah. It does.
How it goes. That's the way it is, folks. That's just the timing of the year and everything. Mm-hmm. And you do get with all the summer stuff going on.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that did happen is at least in Boone County, Board of Health did decide that CFR had a proposal for opioid treatment and opioid recovery, and they get dollars. For some reason, I don't know where all the dollars are, but they know they're supposed to be receiving this much money, and they keep putting it into programs, again, for dealing with opioid addiction.
Yeah, so we were awarded the opioid dollars that we requested, and we, back in about the winter-ish, I had gone into Board of Health and presented, and I asked for some money to create a new position for Boone mm-hmm. County. And it's just a part-time position, but we're calling it a navigator. And what that's going to be is somebody to kind of bridge that gap between like somebody doing a residential treatment facility and then coming to outpatient, because a lot of clients do fall off and fall between the cracks mm-hmm. in that transition. I'm not sure why necessarily, but we know it's a thing.
But we see it happen.
Yeah, it's absolutely a thing. So the navigator is, the hopes are that it will help bridge that gap. We're actually currently in the process of interviewing for that. It's going to be a full-time position, part-time in Boone, part-time in Webster City. Mm-hmm. In Boone, they'll be the navigator. In Webster City, they'll actually be a peer coach.
Okay. So do they have opioid dollars up there as well, or have you combined it, or is this just the Boone one?
So the navigator piece is just the Boone one with the opioid dollars. The peer coach piece that they'll be working under is with the state opioid response grant that we have. So it is opioid dollars, but not the same, not the same pool.
Yeah, we don't know where all their all those dollars are.
Yeah,
we know where they're supposed to be going, and eventually they'll get there. I think a lot of people, because they were doing different programs and stuff, maybe somebody at the legislature said, "Are we being successful with this? How do you know?"
Right.
And time will tell, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is a brand new position. To my knowledge, CFR has never had this navigator position. I know when we were putting it in to post for, you know, applicants, we didn't even have a job description. So
how many of you sit around and brainstorm? How can what's the best way we can provide the service to make sure that we don't lose people? Because you can see by your numbers where you're losing people.
Yeah.
Or not necessarily losing them, but they're not getting the service that they need.
So the really important piece is what we call warm handoffs. So I like to, one, try to have my clinicians talk with the clinicians that are in the residential facility to kind of understand what's going on with the person before they leave, whether that's going to residential or coming back to us. So that piece is really important. So we just kind of understand what's going on. I think the important piece with the navigator and also peer coaches is that they're a friendly face that this person might already know before they start the new programming. The navigator is also going to be able to help with some transportation and things like that. I know when we requested it, I believe we also requested some dollars for like gas cards if needed.
Okay.
So
because it's not easy for everybody to get.
Right. Right. Transportation is still a big barrier.
Which was one of the reasons CFR came down in here in the beginning. I remember that many years ago because it was hard to get people that needed treatment, needed to go into recovery issues, and they had to travel back and forth to Ames, I think, for most of it.
Yeah, so. Transportation's always been a big issue. I mean, a lot of our folks do not have driver's license. We also know that public transportation between the counties isn't amazing. So that continues to be a struggle, but we continue just to try to work on reducing those barriers, whether that's gas cards or helping pay for cabs or HERTA buses or things like that. An interesting new trend that we found, though, is transportation is no longer our number one barrier to people coming to treatment. Now it's that they are overbooking themselves with work.
That is another challenge. Is it the number of people that we have or just the volumes that they're trying to deal with?
I'm not sure.
Oh, on the people overbooking themselves with work.
Oh, I mean, I think work's always been a thing. People have always missed appointments or things like that because of work.
Oh, so they're saying, I'm sorry, I can't miss work.
I can't miss work, or my schedule changed, or, oh, I found a new job and I have to go there, or things like that.
Oh, that's a whole new line there.
Yes.
Well, I got my job. I want to keep it. But there are those challenges, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering who was overbooking there, because I figured you guys were still pretty busy. You're getting a lot of clients in, but still, you go above and beyond to try and make sure you're getting all the people.
We do. And regarding like people's schedules, I mean, we offer programming in the mornings and in the evenings to try to help accommodate those things. Of course, we still have those folks that are like, oh, I work 13 or 14 hour days. You know, those aren't frequent, but they happen. And so that gets a little bit more difficult.
We'll work with you as much as you can.
Yes.
One of the things that you started or recently started over in Story County is a mental health court. Tell me a little bit about this, because this is just really getting started.
Yeah. So mental health court actually opened up in January. However, we just got our first client 2 or 3 weeks ago. So what that is there is a designated mental health therapist on the team. Our clinical director, of course, is part of the team. There's a judge, there's a public defender, and then there's also a probation officer. And as they go, 1 week they meet as a team in the actual court setting, and they review the client's progress and things like that, and the client's there with them. And then the other week, so it's an every other week thing. So 1 week they meet as a team, the other week they staff cases. Right now we've got one client, so there's not a lot of staffing going on. But as we gain more clients, it'll take up more time. And there has been really good results. Like, we haven't had a mental health court in this area. However, Webster County has the drug court, which has been really, really successful in helping people move forward, you know, through their addiction and recovery. So the goal is to have similar results, but for mental health court.
Just mental health, again, for those with mental health issues.
Yeah, and of course, a lot of them are going to be co-occurring. A lot of them will have substance use, and they'll be in substance use treatment as well. And as we continue moving on through this process of developing this program, we're probably going to be implementing some more mental health groups as well.
And you already do telehealth.
Yes.
So this is, again, this will fit into some services you already have available?
Yep. So we already do telehealth, so people can see their clinicians via telehealth. We already offer some mental health groups, so that's good for some of these folks as well. And then substance use too. We're hoping that if this goes well, we can expand to Boone County with the mental health court. I think that would be super beneficial.
So again, this is just really getting started, and you kind of modeled it after a couple other things, but focusing mostly on the mental health aspects.
Correct. So,
well, and again, it's one of those where, which is first, the you know, the addiction or the mental health related issues that are driving it.
Yeah, and it depends on the person.
It does. Each one's a little different. So that's thus the court. We'll get them involved. More people involved in the team.
Yeah.
So far, has it been receptive? I mean, this is only the first one you've had and stuff like that. And I'm guessing they're going to be learning as they go.
Absolutely. They'll be learning as they go. I think the biggest barrier that we have is that when somebody enters mental health court treatment, they are actually committed to being on probation for at least 13 months, if not longer, because that's the duration of the program to be able to successfully complete. So they would be with that probation officer for that long. So people don't always want to do that, and sometimes they are much more willing to just take the charges and serve some jail time.
I see. There you go. That's having a good judge that wants to work with them.
Yes.
And the mental health part of it, too. And one of the things I'm curious about, too, because so is it just, you know, dealing with clinicians or with your telehealth? Because you do have psychiatric help for that.
We do. We do have psychiatric help for people with mental health. We actually have a newer psych provider in our Ames office who does a lot of telehealth, and she'll actually be starting up here in Boone. I'm not sure the start date for that yet, but one day a week she'll be over here in Boone. And we actually do walk-in psych evals in our Ames office on Monday afternoon. So that's kind of cool.
And with psych, that's the other part is there are medications.
There are medications, yes.
So, again, this is one of those things people don't need to panic if they're on. If they are working with mental health, because this is, again, each person's a little different. What works for one person may not be suitable for another.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, all of our chemicals in our body and stuff, everybody's different. The way it responds to everybody is different. And there's a lot of folks that I've seen over the years that are like, ooh, I don't want to put a medication in my body. Yeah. I don't want to do that. But they're maybe dealing with like crippling anxiety and can't function. Yeah. A lot of the times the conversation I have is just because you start on a medication doesn't mean it's going to be forever. You know, in some of these instances, a lot of these instances, honestly, the medication can help them get over that hump to be able to function and learn the skills that they need to not need the medication. Of course, there are mental illnesses out there that they shouldn't go off their medication.
Should not go off. But that's part of the services that CFR has.
Yes.
So we do have it available. It is, all you got to do is make contact.
Absolutely.
As we get summertime, what kinds of other things are you looking at? Summertime, we see, I think you described it as this is the time when people don't mind being homeless, right?
Yeah, people don't tend to mind being homeless nearly as much during the summertime as in the wintertime. So we tend to see a slowdown in residential treatment admissions because people are okay with being out during the nicer weather. However, we do see them coming in a little bit more for outpatient treatment.
Which is good.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, at least they're still getting some help, even if they're not necessarily in the safest living situation.
Yeah. We try.
Yes, we do try. But the cool thing is that we are actually in the process of developing a new recovery home in Webster City, which may not be Boone. However, it is close and it would be open to clients that might be coming from the Boone County area.
So and you do have some recovery homes around, but yeah, so these are, again, Boone, you don't have one, or in Boone County, we don't have one, but
yep.
we know they're around out there.
We have.
People need to remember there's several counties involved with
CFR. Yes, we've got, I think, 4 recovery houses right now in our Fort Dodge area, and then we're working on the one in Webster City. Iowa City has transitional living. We've got the women's Bernie Lorenz in Des Moines. Mm-hmm. So we have quite a few locations around the state.
So. And make use of them.
Yes.
You do. All right. Process for people to find out more. So, again, the screening part, I guess, we talked about screening for gambling, but screening for anything, essentially, if they come to the office and if they are seeking some assistance, you start with the screening. If they haven't been there before or...
Or they've discharged and come back, everybody that comes to the door does 4 different screenings. They do a alcohol screening, a drug screening, a gambling screening, and a depression screening before they meet with whatever clinician they're going to be meeting with, whether that's substance use, gambling, mental health, or psych.
Or a combination thereof.
Or a combination.
Again, because that's a lot of times it's just issues keep building for.
They do. And, you know, the person, oftentimes the addiction is not the only issue going on. A lot of times there's a mental health problem going on, or there's gambling, or there's homelessness. And so we want to treat the person as a whole because we know that if somebody is unhoused and they're wondering where they're going to lay their head every night or where they're going to get their next meal, they're probably not going to maintain their sobriety. And if they do, they might be white-knuckling it and not really learning the skills to, you know, maintain.
CFR is one of those agencies that operates like on the state's fiscal year. So July, you'll be starting a new one, but a lot of your grants could be federal grants and stuff, and they go to, they're a September, October thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been fun to try to navigate that.
But this is the time when you're looking at what are we doing?
Yep.
Basically, you're coming up on your end of your year. Mm-hmm. How have things gone? Where do we need to refocus? Is it, and now getting moving forward with your navigator position for opioids, that's got to be a big step. Going into the new year.
I'm really excited to get that going. That's a big one.
And you do have somebody handling gambling.
Yes,
that's good.
We do have somebody handling gambling. We've got our outreach specialist as well that goes out into the community and does presentations for both gambling and substance.
Okay. And we have somebody stopping off at the library on occasion.
We do. We have my outreach specialist is there every other week.
So, folks, you can stop and visit. Again, whether you need assistance or not, if you want to just find out about programs that are available.
Absolutely. Stop by.
Or if they need to make contact, office down on South Marshall.
Yes, please stop by and chat with one of our folks down there.
Brittany Rice, our guest on the program today. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.